Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Is this thing recording? I don't care. That's like, I do care. Why do I always say I don't care when I know I do care? Happy Friday evening, boys and girls. Today's my Friday. And I have about 40 minutes on the clock left. Then I'll be free for 2 days. More like a day and a half. Because 2 days free. Then I'll go to a remote location. To a undisclosed location or remote location for some time. I'm feeling pretty good today. I just want to cut it on and let you know that I'm feeling pretty good. And I also wanted to see if I can talk and do the exercise at a higher pace. Now, right now, because I was doing it earlier today and I was getting down. I could barely talk. Actually, I wasn't really even trying to talk, so it didn't seem like I could talk, even though I wasn't trying to talk. But right now, I'm going at like a extended pace. Well, I don't know what extended pace means. An accelerated pace? How about that? And I'm just trying to burn as many calories as I can on this thing. That's the idea, I believe. And I want to make the workout as hard as possible. And as you can see, I'm starting to lose breath because I am concerned about how much physical exertion I do on this thing. I rode my bike this morning and I noticed the difference in the muscle tension or muscle, not pain, but you know, exertion or the stress I was putting on my muscles and my legs, and I could feel that. And you know, now that I'm really getting into this, doing it like this, I almost can't talk. So I guess all those other times when I was on this thing and just chatting away and I thought I was getting down, I really wasn't. Or I might have been, and now I'm just talking crazy. Now I'm just talking crazy. Crazy. Crazy for you. Who knows what tomorrow brings? In a world few hearts survive. All I know is the way I feel. You know how you have songs that you have in your head from like years ago that just kind of stick with you? They may be quote unquote out of your stereotypical genre. You look at me, you probably wouldn't think I'd know a song by Joe Cocker. I think it was Joe Cocker and somebody else. The road is long. There are mountains in our way. Love lift us up where we belong. I think that's the world we know. I think that's the words to it. I just know all I know is what I feel. Gotta get my weight down. Gotta keep it down. Get it down and keep it down, because I want to stay in medium-sized clothes in them size 36 pants. And now that I'm on this thing and I'm really doing something on it now, I don't know if you can see it, but I'm really doing something on it now. Not that I wasn't before. At least I don't think I was going. I don't feel like I was going this strong before. I can feel tension in my arms, definitely arm muscles, and I definitely feel my upper body is definitely, since on this thing, getting more exercise. And I almost feel like, getting kind of buffy. I guess I probably shouldn't say buffy. When I'm trying to be masculine. Not that gender has anything to do with anything nowadays. Because you're not allowed to point. See, let me stop being cynical. And go at it a different way. Instead of going, yeah, You know, instead of being cynical and saying, yeah, you know, I should just stay positive and be cynical by being positive. Let's just be real. Everybody likes to dig. I want to dig on some people. Now, actually, do I really want to dig at people? No. I just want to get my point across, and I want my point to hit them upside the head like a sledgehammer. Do I want to hurt them? No. Do sledgehammers hurt when you get hit in the head? Yes. Is that my intent? Yes. Do I want to hurt them? No. Yes. No. No. Yes to no. But the idea is to not be so cynical or not condescending or defensive. You know, that little, you know, that style of talk that we have. Well, I'm going to do it anyway. You know, nobody's saying nothing to me. I'm like, I'm going ahead and do this. You can't, nobody going to tell me nothing. Why are you talking like that? There's nobody around. Well, you know, why am I doing that when there's nobody around? I don't have no threats. What threats do I got? Ain't nobody bothering me. You know? And even right now, I'm kind of like, you know, it bothering me. Why am I here? I guess it's human to have that kind of, you know, and plus it makes the story better. Makes it more interesting to listen to. Like you turn on, when you like, you know, you get on Microsoft Edge or one of those browsers and they take you to their splash page, their homepage, and everything is, see what the world is saying to Charles Barkley's crazy remarks or something like that. It gotta be sensationalized. Everything needs to be sensationalized. And I guess people do that in their regular speech, I guess, to make it interesting. I want to find another way to make it interesting without using that tone or that disposition or that tone or whatever. So I want to be positive because I have no threats. There's nobody coming after me. You hear what I'm talking? I have no threats. There's nobody coming after me. There's no reason for me to be doing that. Hear that little... That I wonder if that's natural human emotion. I mean, it's probably natural human emotion. It may be manufactured by the media and our social interactions. It could be a ghetto thing. Could be a family thing. Because I've seen it, and not just a cultural black thing, black family thing or a black culture thing. You know, you're like, I ain't got to do nothing. I do that. You know, you're like fussing at nothing. It's like you're fussing at an object that doesn't exist. And I do that to sensationalize what I'm doing sometimes. There's no doubt about it. To give it a little more flair or whatever you want to call it. I don't know. But, I mean, there's no reason for me to feel threatened by anybody or anything, because I'm not. So I should be happy. I should be happy. But like I always say, and I've said it before, heaven would be boring. Because if we get up there and heaven is like all, everything perfect, you know, everybody's love and perfect, and there's no condensation. I don't even know if condensation. Condensation is something like when water steams up on a window. Ain't that condensation? Condemnation? I'm just making up words because I'm happy. Because I'm going to be off work in 31 minutes. And I don't even know why I'm happy for that. It's not like... I got Jell-O. I made Jell-O. And I got brownies in there. I should probably just make them now. I should probably just make the brownies as soon as I get off work. In fact, I should make them while I'm working. Because you know it's going to go down. It's probably going to go down. I'll make my popcorn. I got some chips in there. Have some Jell-O. No, let me see if we can get away without brownies. Let's see if we can get away without brownies. Save the brownies for tomorrow. Because you know we're going to act stupid tomorrow. Let's just face it, people. We got a pizza in there. I don't want to make hamburgers. I got French fries, I got a pizza, and one of those cheap Kroger pizzas. Not even a DiGiorno. Not even a Ralph store-bought one from the deli that you take and bake. Not even that. I got like a Kroger $3, You know, but they're not bad. They're not bad. So, I try to slow down a little bit. So I usually have my speed, have this set to the speed so I can see, you know, what speed this thing has to be gauged at. And the whole thing with the speed, I mean, I know it's not like completely accurate, but it gives me an indication. If I can get it up around 5.7 to 6, that means I'm really pushing it. And like right now, it's 5.6, 5.4. Now, which just went down to 4.2 when I sped up. Now it's at 5.7, 4.5, 5.9. And also find if I lean forward or lean back, it helps to adjust. See, now it's 6.3. See, if I kick up higher, it's 6.4, 6.2. See, and I'm definitely exerting more physical energy this time when I'm doing it like this. The more I'm on this, the more comfortable I get, the more things I can do on it. My body can do so. And I'm even, look at me, I'm even going so tough that the cord is shaking the phone. And I got like a long cord because I'm going at it. And I can feel myself tightening up, feel my stomach muscles tightening up a little. I can feel my legs. Yeah, this is how I should have been going at it. Yeah, this is how I'm going to have to go at it to get a really good workout. Yeah. So what was I saying? I can't say anything. I'm tired. I can't say too much of anything right now. And I don't want to. Because I'm thinking about my stomach and my breath. Yeah. It's like I can't really think. But this feels good. It feels like I'm getting a workout. It's starting to hurt a little bit. And that's what I want. And it's low impact. I'm just going at it now. Yeah. I don't know if you can see how, you know, fast I'm going, but I'm doing the damn thing, I think. And of course, as more I do this, 6 months from now, I'll probably even go faster or more exertion, whatever you want to put it. If I bend my knees, I can really get going. You got to concentrate and get the rhythm right. When you want to kick. But anyway, just wanted to cut that on and get at it. Bust a sweat. I feel like I'm busting a sweat. I actually feel like, woo, woo, 14 minutes. I don't want to stop. See, I don't want to stop. I don't want to stop. I got to go punch in, but I don't want to stop. 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 That's my 14 minutes. That's how I do it.